we have Jen on the phone, and I guess we'll get to know her more, but I believe Jen's a mom, and she's got a problem with something that we do here on the Joe and Alex Show or on Radio Now. Hey, Jen, you're on the show. What's going on?
All right. So, listen, guys. I have two teenage sons who ride in the car with me a lot, and I was wondering if you guys could just please stop playing certain songs on your station that are inappropriate for them to hear. I mean, I take them to my sister's house every morning in the summer for her to watch them, and they hear a lot of this, you guys, so-called music you guys play, and it's really concerning to me because of their age, okay?
How old are they? They're teenagers, and you're worried about the music they're listening to?
Well, my oldest is 14, and my youngest is 13. So, you know, I mean, I've got a list. Seriously, I wanted to, be prepared when I called you guys. So, that Girls Like You song by Maroon 5.
What's wrong with that?
That puts the idea of liking girls into their head.
Hold on. Okay? You said Maroon 5, Girls Like... Let me play what you're talking about. Hold on. Girls like you.
What is wrong with this? This puts the ideas of liking girls into their head. That is a natural feeling. We're not putting that idea into their heads.
They're young boys. Hello. We want to try to keep them as nice and virginal as possible. Okay, I said it. Seriously.
Virginal?
Okay.
All right.
What's the next? What's the other songs that you don't like?
So, Delicate by Taylor Swift.
No.
I mean, she mentions alcohol, which honestly is really, really disappointing to me coming from her. I mean, she used to be such a nice girl. I mean, really.
Taylor Swift?
She does have a point.
You guys don't see this, do you?
No, I remember Taylor Swift back in the day with our song. That was a sweet song. Hold on, let me... Taylor Swift, Delicate. Here's the beginning of it.
Listen for the best. My reputation's never been worse, so you must like me for me. We can't make any promises now, can we, babe? But you can make me a drink.
Oh, make me a drink?
That's the part you're complaining about her talking about alcohol?
That sexy voice of hers now that she's got. I mean, like I said, she used to be so nice.
She does sound snootier,
really.
For sure.
What other songs?
God, what's the name of the band? Oh, right. Post Malone.
The rapper guy?
The song Rockstar, as if being a rock star could be a viable career path. I mean, seriously, everybody knows that, you know, being a rock star is just, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll and just dead-end gigs. I mean, how is that a good influence on young boys? I mean, really. I try to monitor everything that they see and they watch and hear, and you guys are just not making it easier for me. I mean, I think... the majority of parents listening, and especially parents of teenagers and teenage boys, would agree. I mean, Siri, I mean, you guys got to think about this stuff.
Hold on. Hey, okay, Jen is on the show. She's calling in this morning. She wants us to stop playing certain music. Here, I got Rockstar. Let's see what you're talking about.
I've been popping pills, man. I feel just like a rock star.
I mean, I could see that. If you're like, oh, okay, I don't want to talk about popping pills.
But still, I've got several issues with things that you've said that don't make sense to me, Jen. You've got a 13 and a 14-year-old boy. If you don't think that they're already looking or thinking about girls, then I think you are very misguided.
Well, they could be gay. You don't know that.
Well, whatever. If they're thinking about sex in general, it doesn't matter with who.
There's nothing wrong with having a gay child, by the way. Side note, that's not the conversation.
Here's the thing. What I also don't understand is you're talking about it's summer. I know they're out of school, and you said something like they're in the car with you so you can drop them off to be watched. Did you say?
Right. My sister watches them when I have to work in the summer because, again, they're teenage boys. I don't want them sneaking alcohol or inviting girls over. I mean, really, what kind of parent would I be?
I was staying home alone when I was, 10 years old for only limited amounts of time, for maybe an hour or something, for my mom to run to the store. But they were giving me a little bit of that independence to learn how to be on my own.
But look how you turned out, though.
Hey, I turned out just fine. Jen, that seems extremely overprotective to me, the fact that you don't want your 13 and 14-year-old son, kids, to stay home alone in the summer while you're at work.
Well, I don't want them watching anything on TV that they shouldn't be watching? I mean, like the E Channel or FX or, I mean, any of that stuff that they shouldn't be watching.
Yeah,
you better parent lock
the Geographic Channel, the National Geographic. Sometimes they have animals getting it on.
Some of the documentaries are fine. Not all of them. I mean, you know, Disney movies or, you know, they can watch PBS.
You want your 13 and 14-year-old teenage boys to watch Disney movies. You have a warped idea of what it is to be a parent of a teenager, I think.
I'm their parent. I want to make sure that, I mean, look, they can make their own choices when they're 18, but it is my job to be the parent and make sure and guard their hearts. I mean, seriously. And that's why I called you guys, because
Jen,
I want them to be able to listen to the music that...
What do you think about this classic song? Maybe you've heard it, maybe you haven't. I know Alex isn't going to like it, but this kind of talks about the rock star lifestyle, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, come on. A little Nickelback? Are you cool with your kids getting done with that?
I don't think so.
Here's the thing. I think, Jen, you're really going to be hurting when your kids go away to college and go absolutely wild.
Go away to college? Who said they're going away to college?
Okay.
So there we go.
Are they still breastfeeding too? Come on. Let them do something.
No.
I can't believe that you think these songs are inappropriate. I don't think any other parent is going to agree with you, especially parents of teenagers. 317-239-1009. Do we need to stop playing Post Malone and Taylor Swift and Maroon 5 Girls Like You? Is it inappropriate for kids, for teenage boys, to hear Girls Like You by Maroon 5?
All right, Jen, hang on. Just hang on a second. We'll take some calls. I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. This must be killing her right now. 317-239-1009. What do you think? Do you agree with Jen or not? Also on social media, Facebook's Radio Now 100.9, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Jen, what do you think about this old school? Like Party Like a Rockstar. Do you still not like this either?
No, Party Like a Rockstar? Hello? Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Okay, well, sorry. It's off. I turned it off. It is off. 317-239-1009. If you'd like to talk to Jen this morning, if you agree with her or if you disagree, let us know why. And on social media, Joe and Alex Show.
Angie says, helicopter mom needs to go hover somewhere else. Radio Now is only for cool moms. Scott says, I hope her kids don't go to public school. Jama says, this woman is a psychopath. You can play whatever you want. Mary says, I let my 4-year-old grandson listen to 21 Pilots, so I'm going to hell for sure. Jada says, is this real life? This lady is crazy. Please don't stop playing Girls Like You.
What about this song? Would you like to let your sons listen to this?
Who let the dogs out?
These are old.
I know, but it's the Baja Man. Come on, it's about dogs.
No. Now you're just being mean.
No.
You know how hard it is to be a mom today? I mean, seriously, guys. I am trying to keep my sons healthy and happy, and you guys are just not helping. You really are.
Well, let's see what other parents have to say. We've got some on hold.
All right, Jen, let's see. Who do we got to talk to? I'll start out with Jordan this morning. Hey, Jordan, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hi. So I just wanted to say, Jen, first off, your parenting style being so protective, that's what's going to push them to doing drugs and stuff, because they're not going to be they're not going to have that influence, whether or not, you know, it's from stars or TV shows. And if you want them to watch Disney and listen to Disney stuff, go ahead and tune into 98.3 Radio Disney, because that's apparently what you need, you know, to change to every morning. You shouldn't try and force, a different radio station to not play songs that only you don't want your kids to listen to. And if that really still is a bother on 98.3, go ahead and make your own TV.
Hey,
get an auxiliary
just wondering, because I'm selfish about our station, do you work for that station or what? You're plugging them a hell of a lot. I mean, like...
No, but if you get friends to their movies, they are amazing.
Okay.
First of all, no other radio stations exist except 100.9.
That's correct.
Second of all, Jen, what is your response to that?
No, I don't want them to listen to only Disney, but I can slowly get them into the world of today. But that doesn't mean that they have to be beaten over the head with it. And you know what? So sometimes a little bit of thinking about what children are going to be listening to is important. And no, I'm not going to just have them watch Disney stuff or listen to Disney stuff, but that doesn't mean that at that age they need to be listening to stuff about rock stars and alcohol and having sex.
Lindsay says on Twitter, my daughter is almost 10, and she just said, I thought Taylor Swift make me a dream, but what's wrong with someone getting her a drink? She could be parched. I wonder if she prefers Kool-Aid or root beer.
Well, she says dive bar in the next thing, which is definitely probably not a place where you go to get water, Alex. Just throwing that out there. All right. Hey, thank you, Jordan, for calling in. Let's talk this morning to Carly. Hey, Carly, you're on this morning. What are your thoughts here with Jen, who kind of wants us to stop playing some of the songs that were mentioned earlier?
Yeah, I'm just really confused. You know, I've never called into a radio show before, but as soon as I heard this, I could not just, like, sit idly by. I'm a pediatric nursing student at University of Kentucky, and studies show the more you limit your kids, that it's actually going to be more damaging for them. They're going to have to look to other sources. If you're going to treat your sons like that, they're not going to want to come to you when they have a problem or they have a question because you're sheltering them so much. I came home every day from school since I was 10 years old, and I was absolutely fine by myself. And, you know, I grew up doing theater. I did my first
You're a girl.
Show.
They're teenage boys.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. And they're not going to be able to learn to be independent if you won't let them, and you say you want to slowly let them into the modern day. Is that going to be when they're 25
yeah.
at this rate? Like, this is ridiculous.
No, hey, guys, she did say 18. So, like, five more years, they'll be able to do stuff.
Okay.
Well, then they'll be able to start making some of their own decisions like that. But up until then, it's my job as a parent to watch out for them and to make sure that they're not being exposed to stuff that could be damaging to them. You talk about them, about things being damaging. I think this stuff is damaging to them. I do. I don't think it's right that they should be exposed to this.
So why, let me ask you something. Wait, Jen, why do we need to stop doing certain things on our radio station only because of you? Because there are hundreds of thousands of people.
I don't think I'm the only one.
Well, if anybody...
I'm the only one.
If anybody...
I'm not the only parent.
If anybody would like to agree with Jen, the phone lines are open, 317-239-1009. All right, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Peyton.
Peyton, what did you want to say?
So I'm 20 years old, I'm in college, and I went to private school my whole life. So my parents were not super strict, but I have plenty of friends who had pretty strict parents. And I'm just telling you right now, I don't agree or disagree with her. Parents can do whatever they want, but my friends who have the strict parents were my craziest friends.
Yep.
Yep, my buddy was really, and nothing wrong with it. Like, I grew up in the church too, but his parents were so, like, locked down on him that they were so involved in the church that he couldn't do anything. And once he got out of high school, like, he was a star student and athlete, that kid went crazy drinking, smoking weed. And that's fine, but my point is they didn't let him do anything. So I think he was like, I got to try everything.
Once they get that freedom, they go insane.
Absolutely. Jen, you better watch out when your sons start driving in the next couple years, because they are going to go do things behind your back that you're not going to know about. You're going to have to come to grips with that. And let me tell you something. My parents thought they knew everything. They definitely don't know everything that I dabbled in and did in high school. And I just wanted to tell you that we appreciate your concerns, but there's no way we're going to start changing the music we play and the type of station we are only because of your complaint about your kids.
I don't know. Wouldn't this be nice to hear every once in a while? I mean, I can get down some of this.
Now you're just being mean.
No, I'm not. I mean, if we could just, you know, I think a little more variety is what
really
we need.
My kids are good kids, and I want to keep them good kids until they are no longer my responsibility. But right now, they are my responsibility.
Okay.
And if I have to, you know, tell them not to watch Pixar movies because, you know, seriously, have you seen some of the animations? Like, the mom in Incredibles, like, do they have to make that costume?
Oh,
so
that body was incredible for sure. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Seriously?
All right. Hey, Jen, God bless you. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate Alex. I think that goes to show. We'll talk to pretty much about anybody about anything.
Yeah, we're willing to hear you out.
So if you couldn't get through this morning, you have thoughts. Honestly, if somebody agrees with Jen, I'd love to see that on our Instagram, Joe and Alex Show, or Twitter, too.
Yeah, the whole thing's on Facebook. If you didn't get through on the phone, you want to comment your thoughts. Radio Now 100.9.